Well, Jared Nowdy thinks it's the heart, mostly because Jared's middle name is Te Manawanui, and the literal translation for Manawanui is Manawa, heart, Nui, big. I mean, there's a lot more meaning to the name than just big heart, but Jared's like, it's absolutely heart. Toby Seeley, after having that experience with Sir Richard Fall, is definitely a head.
Tēnā koutou, ngā hui e whahatino, harikoutaku nāko e ke tia ia koutou. We're giving you a backstage pass, sharing insights about the mahi that goes into creating great theatre with Auckland Theatre Company. Come intrigued, leave inspired.
Kia ora and welcome to Backstage Pass. I'm Maxine London and I'm giving you a backstage pass to discover what it takes to create exceptional theatre in Aotearoa. Come on this journey with me as I talk to directors, actors, creators and designers and learn more about the work that goes on behind the curtain. We'll uncover juicy anecdotes from the rehearsal room, we'll dive deeper into important themes and we'll discover how much hard mahi it really takes to take plays from page to stage. The Effect by Lucy Preble is about two young people who enter a clinical drug trial and fall for each other, hard. But what they don't know is whether their love is real or if it's a side effect from the drugs. Today I'm joined by actor Jared Rawiri, who plays a Dr. Toby Seeley, one of the doctors that oversees the drug trial. Jared has been on stage and screens for many, many years in shows like The Broken Wood Mysteries, Shortland Street, Friends Like Hers and Duck Rockers. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. That was a beautiful introduction. Thank you very much, Maxine.
You'll have to excuse me because I've lost my voice a little bit.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I was feeling a little bit better today, but I'm still feeling a little bit croaky.
A little bit croaky. Yeah, I might be a little bit croaky too, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a time in your career where you've lost your voice at an inopportune time?
I haven't really had any incidents, to be honest. I did do a play once, and the character played The Prophet by Hone Kauka, and I had to play basketball in the show, and I did lose the basketball into the audience once, but haven't had any physical ailments or so. I'm pretty boring, I think.
Okay, well that's good though.
yeah.
So what drew you to The Effect?
Oh, what drew me to The Effect? Well, if I'm honest, AGC reached out, like Ben requested. I think he pretty much requested this cast. I think he understood everybody's work and felt that everyone in the cast definitely would be a perfect match. He has said this, and so I think we were just his first picks, and that's pretty much how I came to it without knowing anything about it. So it was literally going, who's in the cast? Oh, Jaden's in there. Oh, great. I haven't worked with him for ages. Oh, Sass is doing it. Great. And we literally just talked to each other, and then I found out Zoe was doing it. I was like, oh, yeah. Well,
awesome.
I'm not doing anything at that time, so I would love to work with you guys. Hadn't worked with Ben before. So that was a new experience for me. So kind of just trusted and just wanted to hang out with my mates and make an awesome show, which I later came to recognize that it is an awesome show.
So what was going through your mind, or like what was your first impressions as you were reading through the script for the first time?
The first time I read it, I was like, okay, this is pretty heady stuff. And obviously... Lucy's really wonderful at giving, you know, the dialogue that she writes feels really natural. And so I really enjoyed reading the dialogue. I thought, wow, this is going to be a really lovely challenge for us as a cast and as an actor. You know, it's just great to have a script where you're not necessarily giving away exposition to further any story. This really feels like... four people existing in a time and place, just talking to each other. So that was a real gift in terms of when I first read it. I was like, oh yeah, this feels supernatural. And then, of course, understanding all the other layers that were going on, you know, in terms of clinical trials. I mean, I had no idea about this kind of world.
So tell me a little bit more about your character. Who is Dr. Toby Seeley?
Dr. Toby Seeley. He is... So he trained as a psychiatrist, has lived kind of in the footsteps of his father. His father was a heart surgeon, and so he followed his father's footsteps, but not into the same field, medical field, as his father. He wanted to carve his own path. And because of that, you know, he's had some success in his chosen field. He's super passionate and, yeah, become a spokesperson, essentially, for the pharmaceutical company that he works for, and he's done really well off of it. So he cares about his career and moving forward. Personally, he's been married for a few years and has a family as well. But obviously, there's extra marital affairs that have happened as well. One of those being with Sarah's character, Lorna, in the show. So there's some history there. And yeah, he's known as a bit of a man about the town in the business. Yeah.
Right. So you mentioned that his father was a heart surgeon, yeah, and Toby was trying to kind of follow in his footsteps a little bit. But in the play, it also says that that his father refers to it as like the Cinderella of medicine, yeah, and isn't quite keen on psychology.
That's right.
Why do you think that is?
His father, well, I think, yeah, for me, yeah, so his father obviously believes that being able to work on the body physically, so being able to surgically remove hearts and replace them and fix the body with his hands, is seen as being, you know, more superior to ideas about personality and what makes up a person's mind, how you can help someone be mentally strong and take care of their mental hygiene. These ideas, you know, like Freud, he mentions Freud, these ideas were not so seen as being that historically that important within the medical field. But for Toby, he has an obsession, I think, with the brain, and I was fortunate enough to meet with one of the world's leading experts on brain research, a man named Sir Richard Fall, as part of my research, and he made this amazing comment about our personality comes from our brain, not our heart. And so, you know, the way that we are, who we are, the way that we define ourselves is because of the brain, not the heart. So I definitely think that that's the same frame of mind that Toby has. You know, who we are is defined by what happens in the brain. And so he's really interested in the brain.
Yeah, that is super interesting.
Yeah.
I think Toby, he comes across as he is quite keen to prove his father wrong as well.
There is, yeah. There's definitely a bit of a chip on his shoulder that he carries. To want to live up to his father's legacy and expectations of him. And ultimately, he is seen as an equal by his father. And so I think that really drives him.
Mm. Do you think that it maybe impacts his judgment a little bit too when it comes to the drug trial?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he definitely is driven he has a strong moral compass, I think. Well, the way that we've interpreted Toby in our production is that because Lucy, obviously, when she talks about the fact that when they've done productions in different countries, it's important for her that the cast bring themselves and the place to the work. And so that's really the where we've led ourselves. We've Sarah talked to a good friend of hers who's a psychiatrist here in Aotearoa, and yeah, and so we've really tried to place ourselves. And for me, being a Māori man, stepping into this role, I wanted to make sure that we were not just representing Big Pharma, but there was actually a really strong moral compass for Toby. You know, he's a driven man, but he has strong upbringing, and he would understand that he is trying to do something to better the world.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there's a moment in the play where Dr. James is quite concerned about the side effects of the drugs.
Mm.
But Dr. Seeley tells her to just continue with the drug trial process as intended. Do you think that this call was like purely professional, or do you think that maybe part of it is him wanting to prove his father wrong a little bit?
Well, there's also the history between him and Lorna. Mm. You know, he's really, in lots of ways, she was probably one of the loves of his life. You know, the connection that they had was super strong. And so, you know, getting in the way of himself, he wasn't able to continue with her. And so I think there's possibly a desire, you know, because he has, the history is that he's brought her into this company. And I think there is a desire for it to be successful, partly to make her look good as well, and for her to feel like she's part of it again, because she's been on the outer a little bit. And I think, so there's something self-fulfilling in that. As well as the legacy to live up to. So yeah, I try and figure out, because, you know, in lots of ways, when people come and experience the play, he could be considered as the villain because he represents Big Pharma, and there's lots of attitudes towards big pharmaceutical companies, and so in lots of ways he can be represented like that. And I just try and figure out there's got to be more to it than just being driven to want to own a Tesla in a boat.
Yeah. Can you talk me about any sort of personal connections that you've been able to make with Toby?
Yeah, I mean, because of a particular scene in the play where Toby is handling body parts, and as a Māori, the body is tapu, and so I wanted to get some understanding and try and figure out if there was a process here in Aotearoa if there was a ritual or a process that made it safe for Māori doctors or Māori researchers, that allowed them to be able to, you know, what did they do to make it safe for them to be able to handle body parts? And so I reached out to a doctor friend who works at Middlemore Hospital. Thank you, Enya Tomas. And also my wife's cousin, Emma Wehi Peihana, who's a doctor at Auckland Hospital. And they both suggested a man named Sir Richard Fore, who is a leading authority on the brain. And he works at the Brain Research Centre at Auckland University. So I got in touch with him, and he's from Te Atiawa, so he's Māori as well. And he has developed a process to make it, to take the sacredness, the tapu of body parts, so that the students at Māori students and Pacific Island students at the university, at the research centre, would be comfortable to be able to work with the tissue and the matter. And so I wanted to ask him about that process of whakanoa to make it okay to work with body parts. And it just so happened that one of my kaumātua, Eru Thompson, was the person that worked alongside him to create a process, a ritual that would make the body parts safe to be able to be used. And so that was an amazing connection for me. It was like, oh my God, my whānau, one of my karaua, was part of a process around making it safe for people to be able to use brain matter and material and make the bodies of these people safe to use. And so that connection was mind-blowing. Another kaumātua of mine, Tikanga Skipper, was also involved with the process. She helped as well. So I was just like, oh, okay, well, there you go. Some of my relations are actually directly linked to helping a process that we are trying to establish within the play. And it makes it super specific to here. Mm. You know, it's given me all this background, like meeting Richard Fall and understanding that there's that lineage already here in Aotearoa around how people work with the brain and how Māori are leading a process to make it possible for our researchers to be able to handle brain matter and feel spiritually safe and culturally safe to be able to do those things. And so I understand now that the Auckland University actually use this process for all their students, not just the Māori and Pacific students. It's become normal practice for them. And internationally, they're taking notice, you know, treating the body part not as a part or tissue, but as a person, and making sure that, you know, the family around that person is honoured as well and acknowledged. So that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty, like, blew my mind, actually. He actually said to me, oh, so you're a relation of Eru Thompson. Well, you are exactly the person who needs to be in this role. And I was like, wow, okay.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was very poignant and moving and, yeah, special. And I, as part of the visit, he offered me the opportunity to experience what it's like to have a human, actual human brain. So
wow. So yeah. you've held a human brain in your hands.
I did. Yeah.
What was that like?
It was really special. And he talked about that particular person gone through the process of whakanoa, so, and he keeps this person with him, this brain with him, and uses it for all of his lectures. And it was kind of an out of body experience. Yeah, really special, really special. Yeah, really important, I think, for the character.
Absolutely.
You know, to have that experience, and it was really special.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like it. Mm. It sounds like the sort of thing you're not just going to leave behind at the end of the season
No, it was definitely life-altering, you know, and really special, so, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So one of the key themes in the play is whether love comes from the head or the heart.
Mm.
What does Toby Searle think about that?
Well, Jared Aldi thinks it's the heart, mostly because Jared's middle name is Te Manawanui. And the literal translation for Manawa Nui is Manawa, heart, Nui, big. I mean, there's a lot more meaning to the name than just big heart, but Jared's like, it's absolutely heart. Toby Searle, after having that experience with Sir Richard Fall, is definitely a head.
Mm.
Yeah.
And do you think that drugs can have an impact on whether people fall in love with each other?
No. I think, well, again, this goes back to the conversation that I had with Sir Richard, is that the brain is you.
Mm-hmm.
it is 100% you. Every other part of your body can be replaced and exchanged. The heart, even the heart itself, can be replaced. But if you replace the, if you try and replace the brain, you are no longer you. So, I think you are your brain now. Mm. And so I don't think if you try and altering it with, I mean, you can't alter it with drugs other than, and so I know this now, mind-altering drugs, you know, recreational drugs and alcohol, you can disturb the way that your personality and your brain operates. So that can fundamentally change who you are in lots of ways. I'm convinced now that a healthy brain is you 100%.
How do you think that the audience is going to perceive Dr. Toby Seeley?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, with our production, we're working really hard to make bring around that he is trying to live up to something, which is to help people, and I'm really trying to bring that forward. But I also know that his disposition is to want to prove himself and to want the finer things, to show everyone that he is successful. So there is that element. And so I guess audiences will, see someone who means well, but is probably not doing it the best way that he could.
What kind of conversations do you think that, or hope that the audience will be having in their car on their way home?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be a few different types of conversations. Some people will probably lean into the debate around whether, around medicating to help. Some will lean into the conversation around love. Where does it come from, your heart, or does it come from your head? What makes the decisions, your heart or your head? Some people will lean into, your mental health. I think there'll be takeaways in lots of different avenues. So, I'm interested to see what types of conversations we'll have with audience after the show. Those who want to hang around and have talk to us. I'm interested to see what takeaways they'll get. It definitely has a lot of conversation options and starters, the play. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, yeah. I cannot wait to see it on stage.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time today, Jared.
Thank you, Maxine, for having me. Yeah.
No worries. I've learned so much. It's been such an interesting kōrero, and I'm so glad that we got to dive deep into what it means to hold a brain and what that means for Māori and how you can make that work in a way that's culturally appropriate. And like, I found that so interesting.
Yeah. It's about, the provocation from the writer was that it has to be something to the people that are doing it, and has to be something to the place that they're doing it in, has to represent. And so it was super important for us to make sure we cover all our bases, not just have it be and not investigated, we needed to go deep. So
great. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Maxine.
The Effect is now on at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. It's on until May 11th. You don't want to miss out on this one, so get your tickets now at atc.co.nz.
Thank you for joining us for Backstage Pass. If you enjoyed the episode, be sure to share it with your theatre-loving friends and hit subscribe for more insightful conversations. Nga manaakitanga. Come intrigued, leave inspired.